Thank you for tuning into this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church, Mobbs, Ohio. Today's homily was given by Deacon Bob Pluseniak, deacon here at St. Jerome, on January 31st, 2021, the fourth Sunday in Ordinary Time. Now here is Deacon Bob.
Last night, when I began my homily, I used a little introduction, not realizing God is at hand. And I read, when nature shows its real power through snow, ice, and wind, we realize how powerless we are, we can be. The elemental power of nature can easily disable our technology, disrupt our schedules and systems that we create, and throw everything into chaos. We like to think that we are in control. But certain forces, like the forces of nature, we aren't. That can give us a glimpse into the heart and mind of the man who came to Jesus in today's gospel reading. We can only imagine what his life must be like to have this demon within him ruling your life, destroying everything you hold dear. Maybe he tried to fight it off, but to no avail. And maybe he thought each morning that day would be different, but it wasn't. The demon's power was too great for him. It controlled him and his actions. Then one day, he came to the synagogue, and he met the power of Jesus because this man did not need ideas, but the grace and power of God to set him free. Jesus looked at the man and addressing the demon said, "Quiet, come out." And he was set free. There are forces and demons in our lives, forces of evil outside of us, and forces of demons inside of us that can control our life. Sometimes we think that we just have the right ideas to read a little bit more and get more information. Then we can somehow think ourselves into spiritual freedom when what we really need is the power and grace of God. There are demons that can't take control of our life, such as hate, prejudice, greed, gluttony, lust, and all the other deadly sins. These are all powers that would destroy our life and rob us of the freedom, dignity, and purpose God has for us. And within them all lurks, of course, the evil one. There can be like a storm out of control. We seem to be at their mercy. Then comes the moment when the sun starts to shine. The storm is over, the snow has paralyzed, held everything in check a few hours ago, but begins to melt. That is like the power of Jesus in our life. Just as the snow goes away to the strength of the sun, so the power that seems to dominate our life can recede before the power of the risen Christ. Jesus can do for us as he did for the man in today's gospel that afternoon in the synagogue. Jesus spoke with an authority beyond books and learning. He spoke with an authority of God, and the unclean spirit left the man. Today, people want freedom from the powers that dominate their lives. So often they turn to superstitions, psychics, charms, things that may have thought were from the past, but are still very much with us. As Christians, we may need to avoid the superstitions, even those that are done in humor, because what starts in humor can become very serious. Jesus liberated the man possessed just as He came to free us from all the forces of evil, the ones outside and the ones inside as well, so that we can live in the dignity and freedom of the people of God. We need to avoid anything that demises, dilutes, divides, weakens, and fragments the most precious gift we have, and that is our faith and our trust in Jesus Christ. Whatever the forces we battle, we know that one stronger than they are among us. There are a lot of things about that promise. Liberation and end of making us can make us slaves and addicts. The power and authority of Jesus Christ is the only power on earth that doesn't dominate us, but really sets us free. That afternoon in the synagogue in Capernaum, Jesus freed a man whose name we don't even know from the demon that controlled his life. That brings hope to us. Whatever the demons in our life, demons from the past, demons in the present, what just did for the man in the synagogue, he can do for us. Let us recognize among us the one who has the power to cast out our demons, who seeks to enter our hearts and lives, who wants to make us faithful and make us whole. This is the body and blood of Christ, our Holy Eucharist, that we receive into our hearts and into our souls. May God bless you and keep you safe from who would harm you and your soul.
Thank you for tuning in to this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Walbridge, Ohio. Be sure to tune in each week as Father unpacks the scriptures and shares real-life stories that help bring scripture to our lives. Please join us for Mass Tuesday through Friday at 8 a.m., Saturdays at 4:30 p.m., and Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. God bless.